We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Program by Robert Murray on Twitter. How have you been, Robert? Good to talk to you again.
Hey, everything is good. How have you been?
Good, man. I miss you. What are you up to?
Just hanging out and trying to stay out of trouble. You know, the same old usual.
Robert Murray, known for being a troublemaker in that Miller Park press box, for sure. So I'll just ask you right away, as Robert Murray joins us on the Bart Winkler Show, are we getting baseball or not? What's it going to look like? What is the latest that you know?
Yeah, a couple days ago, I ended up tweeting that somebody involved in the talks believed that there was a 52% chance that there would be a season and 48% chance that there would not be a season. And in recent days, that number has gone up in terms of optimism, and especially so with negotiations appearing to at least heat up, with Major League Baseball coming back with a proposal from the PA in less than 24 hours. And that was a really encouraging sign. They're not close to a deal quite yet, because there's a lot of different obstacles that need to be cleared, but more so now than I was a few days ago, I'm pretty optimistic that there's going to be a season. I just don't know when that deal is going to be reached.
It's different, Robert, because the season hasn't started yet, and so when you look at like the NBA and NHL, we've been more discussing, well, how are they going to come back, and not so much the money portion of it, because in those leagues, a lot of those guys have pretty much been paid. In MLB, they're trying to figure out how much these guys are going to be paid. Do you think that this public, the negotiation's been in public? Like, I don't think we should know that, oh, there's a 114-game proposal. Now there's a 50-game proposal the other way. I would just like to, hey, when baseball's back, you tell us what it's going to look like. Is this, who does this benefit that the negotiation is so public as it is?
Yeah, I think it benefits the owners and the Players Association has been really vocal in their displeasure of all this going public. And it's the owners applying public pressure to the players to try to agree to a deal that's more favorable to the owners. And I agree that the salary portion is going to be a huge part of it. And I know from the recent talks yesterday that if the players want the prorated salaries that they ended up agreeing to in March, that the one condition is it has to be favorable for the owners in terms of games played, and that would be lesser games so they can maximize revenue. So this is all just a big chess match because the players want more games. Obviously, they proposed 114, and the owners want anywhere from 50 to 60. Number I've heard is as low as 40, or as 42, I should say. So it's just a big chess match in terms of public pressure by the owners, and the players are trying not to cave to it, and it's just part of the game.
I guess we won't know until, you know, we digest it and have time to think about it. But if there's a 42-game season and the Milwaukee Brewers win their first World Series, does that count? Do you feel like that whoever wins the World Series this year, if you play 82 games, yeah, you have a season. I think that counts. You play 50 games. I mean, 50 games is not baseball. I just don't know if that counts or not.
I feel like it would count. I mean, maybe it would have like an asterisk next to it, but I still think it would count just because it's regular season games. But it would, either way, like if there's a season this year, it's going to look way different than anything we've ever seen. And yeah, I actually do think it's going to benefit the Brewers, though, considering the council's so good at manipulating his players and using them strategically. And I think this can end up being a real benefit. But if they ended up winning the World Series, which, I mean, that would require baseball actually being played. I do think there's going to end up being a season, and as I said, I think that would really benefit the Brewers.
Man, this completely would change my outlook on the Brewers season, because in the offseason I was like, ah, they're not spending enough money and, you know, they're being cheap and they won't win 80 games this year, which one way or another, I was proven right about that. But I, you know, because you're going to have maybe these taxi squads, you're going to have more people to use, I think, during games. You're going to have, you know, less reliance on the starting pitchers. Yeah, if you're a Brewers fan, let's cut this season down to 10 games. You know, Council can work his way out of it, and you know he's chomping at the bit to get after it. So certainly, I think it helps the Brewers. Does it hurt or help any other teams that you can think of? Because I think the World Series we penciled in with how much money they did spend, Yankees, Dodgers perhaps, but, you know, sometimes those teams take a while to get going, and I think that you are going to see a very interesting playoffs no matter who it ends up being.
Yeah, and I think that one team that you mentioned, the Dodgers, is the team that really comes to mind in terms of benefiting from this, just because they acquired Mookie Betts in the offseason. And if you trade all the players they did to acquire Betts and not have them play a single game, that would be less than ideal. So they would be the number one team that I would think of besides the Brewers. But if we're talking rival scouts and executives and everything, if you look at a shortened season and you try to think of who would benefit the most, it always comes back to the Brewers, just because that's how David Stearns kind of built his team. I don't think he could have ever had something like this in mind, just because this is extreme. But he's built a roster that's at least two deep at most, if not at all positions. And that's something that I think is really going to show itself if there is a season. And it's why he's such a good general manager, is he's able to just build rosters like this that maybe aren't the most talented on paper, but when it's all said and done, are going to be really competitive with Council controlling the team.
MLB insider Robert Murray joining us here on The Fan, by Robert Murray on Twitter. We keep talking about, well, when is baseball coming back? And when we say that, I think we think Major League Baseball. But there's, you know, 150-plus minor league teams that most likely are not going to have a season. And these guys now relying on some of the guys at the big league level for a paycheck at this point, which is, you know, remarkable to see. And then also kind of sad to see that those guys are the ones that have to step up. If you're a minor leaguer right now, like not one that's probably going to get a call up this year in a normal season, I just think, Robert, you got to be so frustrated. I know you've talked to a few of them. The morale throughout the minor leagues can't be great right now.
No, it's as low as I've ever seen it in my 5 years of baseball. Like the words you hear often are terrified, scared, and nervous. And it's really sad to hear these guys say things like that. And I had a couple of agents put these cuts into perspective. It's teams obviously trying to save money, but in most of these cases, these are going to end up being typical spring training cuts. They're just happening later in the year just because of COVID and everything going on. But it's never a good time to see careers most likely end because of this. They're basically ending in mass here. There's going to end up being about 1,500 cuts league-wide, which is something you never want to hear. But what's going on in the minor leagues right now is devastating for the sport. And we're seeing a lesser talent pool in the minors now. And you even see it in the draft, too, with there being only five rounds this year. It's going to limit the talent pool, which is going to end up impacting baseball in a negative way in the future. It's not good for the game, but it's very sad what's going on right now. That's the only way I can really put it.
You know, with everything that is going on that is out of baseball's control, that's why it is so remarkable to see, on my perspective, the owners very adamant that they don't want to lose any money this year. It's like, well, I lost some money on my 401k, so I'm going to completely pull it out now. Not thinking about what the long-term benefits of that. I think that from my perspective, these guys, these owners are so worried about what their bottom line is going to be in 2020 that they have to know that if there is no baseball, your bottom line in 2021, 2022, 23, I mean, it's going to be shattered. I think baseball is the most fragile of the sports, that if they took a year off for financial reasons, I don't know if the fans are going to be as forgiving to come back again like they might have 20 years ago.
Yeah, I agree with that. There's so many different factors at play that you have to worry about. If you're the owner, you have to worry about, as you said, the financial things or the financial situation here. It's why they want lesser games. It's why some of the owners in talks have even expressed a willingness not to have games at all. Like there would be no season whatsoever. The reason they're doing that is just because they realize that if they play games, if they play more games, they're probably going to end up losing money. And their number one goal as owners of teams is to not lose money. They want to make money. And it's just, as you said, I think some people would have a really hard time coming back to watching baseball after that. And that's why I think they need to come to a deal sooner rather than later, because you have to worry about 3 to 4 weeks of quote-unquote spring training. And if you're able to do that as soon as you can, you're going to maximize the time that you have to a national audience, which is going to appeal to more people, and it might bring more people into the game. But right now, we're not at that point. We're not close to a deal quite yet. And, there's optimism there's going to be a deal, but they need to come together for the greater good of society and agree to a deal. And I think both sides recognize that.
Robert Murray, good to catch up with you, man. I hope to see you again soon. Be well, and we'll talk again down the road.
Sounds good. Thanks for having me.
Robert Murray back on these airwaves. He joins us on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline. A lot of reunions today. Is your passion outgrown your home? A Great Midwest Bank home renovation loan may give you the space it deserves. Visit greatmidwestbank.com today. Simply local lending since 1935. So where are you with baseball? Is 50 games enough? Will you take it? Does that count? The Brewers, Robert, very optimistic that this would help the Brewers. How would it not? 50-game season is like, that's a Brewers' dream, especially if you can have 35 guys on the roster and, you know, Craig can do all the stuff that he's been doing. Where are you guys on that? 414-799-1250. Bart Winkler, Ryan Horvath. More coming up next on The Fan.
The Big Inner Bill Michaels here, and you're listening to the Bart Winkler Morning Show right here on The Fan. Make sure to check out The Bill Michaels Show coming up this morning starting at 10. Your home for real Wisconsin sports fans, a radio.com sports station.
Hey there, everyone. It's Rick. I own the Bosch Tavern drive-thru. You know, the place on the corner, Highway 100, Janesville. The cool old bar, restaurant. It was a hotel back in 1905. Yeah, that's the place. The Bosch team and I are inviting you to a fundraiser for Hunger Task Force. With help from Clavette Insurance in Hales Corners, Reinhardt Foods, and Beechwood Distributing, we're trying to turn $1,000 worth of meat into $5,000 worth of sandwiches to help feed those in our community who need the help with groceries and basics. This Thursday, from noon to 8, we're serving our pulled...
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.